Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem.
I love that shit. Hella dope. What's wrong with you, bro? Welcome, welcome, welcome to Black on Black on Black. You're here with D-Vandastic.
Bro, why does your voice get that tone to it?
Is it because I want them to think I have a big, thick, swangin' D?
Swangin'.
Eyes closed, just swangin'.
Bro, every time I was like, are we at a baseball game? What's happening? Coming to the plate, Roddy Rodriguez. This is what you sound like.
Yeah, exactly. I want people to know I'm coming up to bat. I'm coming up. I'm coming up big swinging, big swanger. Swang to the left, swang to the right. Yeah, exactly. Knee knocking and shit.
Knee knocking and shit. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Hi, I'm DJ Queen. Good to be here with you all.
And if this is your first time listening to Black on Black on Black, we're here every Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this show is about a Bay Area native, this bitch over here.
Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Okay. And a transfer from the city south. Yay, let's go.
Love you adopting that Bay Area. Yay.
Whatever.
You know, it just sneaks up in you. It's not on you, it's in you.
Anyways.
Is that toothpaste on your shirt?
I actually don't know what that is. I have no idea what, you live with a toddler and things just kind of happen to you.
Bro.
Anyway, so we explore the rural San Francisco and the larger Bay Area. We find scenes, we create memes, and we're always being obscene. You can listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen.
It's happened.
Are there any events that are going on?
I mean, there's a couple events. I think the main thing I wanted to highlight is that this Thursday on Thanksgiving Day in the morning time, there is a ceremony that happens on Treasure Island hosted by the local tribes, indigenous tribes, and commemorating the occupation of Treasure Island that happened in, like, I want to say the 90s. I'm going to dig up some exact information about it. It is early as fuck. I'm going to throw that out. I'll throw that out there. You do have to take a shuttle also. So the ceremony itself starts at 6 a.m. You can start getting on a shuttle to go to Treasure Island at 4 a.m. I will not be doing that. I will be getting on the 5:30 a.m., hopefully.
God bless y'all, honestly.
You know,
God bless y'all.
I'm going to come home and take a nap before getting up and start cooking. But, it's a great ceremony. They honor the four directions. They're honoring their ancestors who occupied that land in protest. And just a note, it's not we are here to party event. It's not that. It's not a we are here to have mimosas and do fun. It's not that. It is a ceremony. They are holding space.
It's a serious space.
You can bring tobacco if you want, because that's seen as like something to sort of honor the ancestors. Tobacco is very big in indigenous communities, but it's not I'm going to get lit. Kind of like vibe.
Yeah.
So I'll gather.
Do people show up to that trying to get lit?
People have shown up and thought we're gonna drink mimosas on the ferry over.
I mean,
and that no. I would highly advise against it. You shouldn't be showing up buzzed or anything like that. It's actually a very sobering sort of like commemoration. So
that does not shock me, but also it kind of does a little bit.
That
people are trying to like party. Well, you know what, never mind.
It's not necessarily people. I think sometimes with gatherings like this, they can be celebratory, and there can be like a party aspect to it that's like celebratory, honoring the ancestors. This is just not one of those types of events, you know?
Yeah.
So I just mainly put that out there because I know that some people in their mind have these type of ancestral events as like get-togethers where people dance, laugh, talk jokes. And like, I'm not saying that there won't be you got to be super serious the whole time. It's just not going to be I'm also going to spark one up for the ancestors type of moment, you know? Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely time and space for that. But I think in general, I just feel like unless you hear from people that it's a celebratory thing, I would assume not.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's kind of like to me showing up to like a commemoration of Martin Luther King and be like, yeah, like I'm about to get turned the fuck up. And it's like, well, just assume that it's not, unless it is a party, unless it says on the fucking flyer, which us niggas do every goddamn Black History Month. By the way, why do we do that? Why do we put MLK in like a fitted, in a grill, in chains, and have strippers dancing on his head?
And every year, their family looks at us with the greatest disdain.
Please, I'm not one of those blacks.
Every year.
Please, that's not me.
Every year, MLK's family, big steps in telling, like, you fucking hoodlums.
Which is, it's super funny because I feel like, go back to me being 18, I am one of those blacks. I would have participated and gone and turned up.
We have absolutely been disrespectful. We have absolutely been to MLK events where the flyer was exactly that.
Absolutely, yeah. I imagine so. Yeah. From between 18 to now, I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened.
Because I have blacked myself up many times.
Yep.
Been and just done that.
Adjusted that nigga dial to a full 20.
A full 20. From 1 to 10, it to 20.
In that bitch getting it.
But as a 34-year-old woman now, I am no longer a part of that community.
We are now the shake your head like, that's a goddamn shame.
I know better now.
Goddamn shame.
Oh my God.
You know, we all have room to grow, y'all. That's the big takeaway from that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I fully believe that sometimes we just gotta just out nigga each other, you know, sometimes. But not let's not drag MLK into it.
No.
You know, can we do something else? You know,
let's keep our heroes our heroes.
Let's keep our activities negativities.
Black activities,
negativities in their own
preference.
Yeah. Whatever you need to use and do.
Yeah. Those can be in their own sort of lifestyle. Yes.
You can do both.
But we are absolutely proof of that.
I am constantly, volleying between both. But let's just stop putting Drank and MLK's hands on flyers.
Ooh, and a big ass chain on him and a fucking gold tooth. Let's not, bro. We've all seen that flyer with a chain, a fucking gold tooth, and he got a little crown on his shit. Oh, bro. Yeah. I'm conjuring up in my head right now.
Yeah.
I remember that flyer.
So,
party was lit.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So, anyways, that's a good highlight event to highlight. Anything else off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head. I know more things that are happening next week. Mm-hmm. Usually because folks are traveling out of the Bay during this time. There's not a lot of events. There is something going on. There's a party going on at, I think it's called Cave in Oakland. That's more of like a, it's a hookah bar lounge. They're having like a pre-Thanksgiving sort of like party, which is what, in case you don't know, black people tend to party the night before Thanksgiving and on Thanksgiving.
Right.
On, like, after you eat, you know, you put all the kids to bed, do whatever, and then you go out and you party.
Right.
The night before, you party because you don't have to work that day. You roll into Thanksgiving hungover, smoke a blunt, and get
done. I think it's an age thing, though. Because as I've gotten older, I'm doing less of the partying of the night before.
Sure.
Because I'm cooking and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like 21-year-old me, yes. 34-year-old me, I got to wake up and, like, do shit the next day.
Yeah.
But, yes, I will get drunk that night.
I know. I was thinking about going out, but then I remember that that ceremony I'm going to, and I was like, nope. Nigga got to get up at, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Can't do it. And I'm not going hungover. I refuse.
Yeah, no.
I will just sleep.
No, you won't. I would not get up and do that. okay. Well.
It's that cave in Oakland. I'll get the exact address. Hookah Lounge spot. It looks pretty cool. I've gone and I've driven past it many of times. I'm always.
Where is it at?
It's in Oakland, like it's like not that far away from downtown.
It's like
on a little bit off of Webster between. Okay. Yeah, it's not. It's like really centrally located.
Okay, cool.
You like walk down into it, and it's like bit. Yeah, it is like a basement.
We haven't been there, huh?
I don't know if we've been there. Which
I think
you would like it. The only thing I tend to struggle with is when they have too many hookahs lighting up in that bitch.
Well, yeah,
because
it's too much. Yeah,
that's too much. But I since I've gone that first time, what I do is I bring my ass. Right. And I go outside and take breaks, but in general, I do like the DJs. It is a place where you can actually go and like hip hop music, dance.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's cool. And it's
we gotta go then.
The age range tends to be very broad. Like there's people our age there. You know, our age now likes hookah lounges. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know what happens.
I think it's the sitting. I think you can get to sit.
I think it's that. I also think it's like provided table service almost.
Yeah.
Because people are just going to come over and like bring your shit. It must be sitting. It must be sitting.
It's the sitting thing. Yeah. Which not mad at it, but it is something popularized from Atlanta that now is just like what the club scenes for older our age tend to be.
Yeah. Yay.
Out here, y'all.
Yeah. So anyways, so we actually have a lot to talk about. So we're going to just get to our would you rather, which this is a good would you rather because I honestly don't even know my answer yet. Mm. Honestly. Okay.
I had one for you, but I forgot what it is.
Okay. Honestly. Well, if you think about it, let me know. Okay. Mm. So would you rather.
Yes.
Be vegan for the rest of your life. Forever. Okay, like, that is it. There is no ifs, ands, or but all vegan Thanksgiving and Christmases for the rest of your life. Mm. Okay. Or, in order to eat meat once a year, you have to, like, a random family is chosen for you, and you have to go to this family, pick one of their pets, slaughter their pets in front of their face, and cook this animal and eat it.
Ew.
And it has to be a cat or a dog.
I'll be vegan. That's a little much. Yeah, that's a little much. It's right. Given what's that movie called where you have one day where there's no rules and they just start killing people?
Purge?
Yeah, it's given Purge a little bit.
That's Purge is wild.
It is a wild concept, and that concept is given a similar adjacent vein of Purge. I'm all right. I'll just be vegan and just be super healthy.
I mean, you can also be super unhealthy and vegan, but right.
Yeah. But I will be adjust. Healthy. Yeah, I will adjust.
Right.
I will fucking adjust. I'm not gonna. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
what are you, nigga? Really?
It's not like I want to kill these animals.
That's the Texas.
I don't.
You.
But okay. My logic is this. I mean,
get over your butt.
The thing is, I don't want to slaughter in front of the family. That's the only thing that sucks.
That the slaughtering in front of the family is
gonna
cooking
suck
it
bad.
And eating it. Are you eating it in front of the family too?
I think you gotta cook that shit. So I don't. I mean, what are you gonna do? Cook it in their house?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Are you cooking it in their house and eating it, bro?
You don't have to.
That's some horror shit.
I mean, yeah, that is fucked up.
PETA gonna be on your ass.
I mean, yes, you probably get arrested. But anyways,
that's the other thing. Am I getting a get out of jail free card? Or I need.
I guess so. I don't know.
This is crazy.
I feel like it'd be like you could be like, oh, this is my religion. Anyways, so.
Just pull the breaking banks and the B&E. Nigga, in the B&E, that's part of your relationship.
We don't believe in locked doors around here.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, we're eating the dogs, we're eating the cats. So, yeah, I mean, my logic was like, okay, we eat animals all the time. What is it exactly that separates cats and dogs from, you know, the horses and the pigs and the cows? And
oh, nigga, that's your, that's sort of like your point of like contention there. Not the fact you're killing something in front of somebody who's deeply tied to it. That's what I'm saying.
Just because it's, I have to do it in front of them. I don't think I could do it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was like separate, I don't know. But I don't know if I could do it, man. I don't know if I could look at a cat and do it. You know?
That'd be real hard, bro.
That'd be fucking hard.
That'd be real hard.
I think I'd get sick.
I think a piece of my humanity would die.
Yeah.
Like, I
think so.
I think a piece of my humanity
would... I think looking at a cat, like...
After doing it about the fifth time, a piece of my humanity
Something's wrong with your brain.
It's gonna be gone.
Yeah, it's like PTSD sort of shit.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna be ready for the zombie apocalypse.
I feel like I could kill a dog easier than a cat. You know? Like a violent dog, easy. Put that shit down.
You don't get a choice about that.
No, I know.
What if it's... it's just a little chihuahua that has lost all of its teeth, and it comes up to you, starts licking you.
Maybe
and
it's it like, should die.
No, it's doing fine. It just doesn't have teeth.
Oh my god!
But doing fine. Actually, really happy. Like comes up to you and licks you, like really, just, and that little tail starts wagging.
Oh god!
I know if it was a pit bull, you'd have no problem.
Yeah, pit bull's no problem.
Then the problem becomes like, do I really want to eat this nigga though?
Oh no, yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that then that's
I mean it's kind of meaty. I would eat it. Yeah, I would eat a pit bull.
Do you have to eat the whole animal?
No, I don't think so. I think you just have to like eat a good amount.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's rough.
I mean, again, I would eat dogs easier than cats.
Too many pieces of my brain would have to break to do that. I'm going to be vegan.
Yeah, I mean, I think with
all I don't know, bro. I've seen you try to be vegetarian. It was sad.
I mean,
I was scared. I was scared to talk to you at times. I was like, I don't know. He's just snapping out.
Yeah.
He's like, where am I going to get protein?
I think I will say my attitude will be bad for a long time.
that adjustment period would be long.
I don't think I'm going to be a nice person.
No.
For a while.
No.
If ever.
No, I think it would be rough for you.
Maybe I would just do drugs.
The magical third.
Oh, you know what? I just get high all the time. I'm high all the time.
Well, you have to work and shit.
Some people are just like high all the time, and they
like Rose. People are gonna be able to tell. You can't do that all the time. Mm. I mean, family gatherings are gonna be rough because understand, no one in a black household.
No,
gonna
I
know
have to bring
to
my own shit.
Yeah, you're gonna have to bring your own stuff,
and then I have to watch people eat that.
Yeah,
miserable.
Yeah,
but I just cats, man. And most dogs, like 99% of all dogs, would be hard.
I can't. I'm good.
I guess I got to be vegan. Yeah. But I thought about it for a long time when I was making this up. I was like,
I know you did.
Could I do this?
I know you did.
You know?
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's our Would You Rather. Shall we get into some music? What do we listen to first?
So I put together a playlist that was all like music that I would tend to listen to at my black family's house on a holiday.
Yeah. For a Thanksgiving episode. Let's go.
So to start us off, a classic, Family Reunion by the OJs.
Yes!
Family Reunion.
Yes!
It's good. A family reunion.
That's a good harmony.
I know,
right there.
I'm here for it. Enjoy, y'all.
Thank you. The next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together, to get together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. I sure miss her face and a warm and tender.
Divine Father. That is together, no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, because you'll bleed.
Verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
get it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so freak. What you heard? Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
yeah. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it. Oh, yeah.
No diggity.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Flying first class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now I'm saying Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born, faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
yeah.
In full effect, right? Ain't nothing going on but the rain.
No doubt,
yeah. Play on, play it,
play on, play it,
play on,
play on,
play on,
play on.
Cause I like it,
I like it.
Right? No diggity, no doubt.
Yeah. Black Street Productions,
we out, right? We out, we out,
we out.
time I drink a 40, it's when I wanna drink like 40. And usually when I wear a suit, I leave when I want to. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. You only live once, they told me. You can't be mad at me, but I can just be cheap.
Even though I got my own CD, maybe even on TV, there ain't no change in me. I can only be me, me, me. Even though I might be on TV, cause I got my own CD, all you will ever see.
Same OG. The main one clubbing, but now I choose to stay at home. Most of my friends still thugging, but this time the G's were grown. I'm thinking about my future lately, whatever that may be. But now it's clear to me, I can just be cheap.
Even though I got my own CD, maybe even on TV,
ain't no changing me.
I can only be me, me, me. Even though I might be on TV,
even though I might,
cause I got my own CD, all you will ever see.
Same OG.
Hello y'all, this is the Timberland coming to you one more game. You see, people say that we changing, but I think it's the people that are around us that are changing. You see, we ain't trying to hurt nobody, or people trying to hurt us. But you know what? I'm just gonna keep being me. That's all I can do in this lifetime. Check it.
Day after day, I continue to be.
I continue to be.
Me, oh me.
Oh me, oh me, Timothy.
That's all I can be.
That's all I can be, baby.
Day after day,
day after day,
I continue to be.
I continue to be.
Same OG.
Check.
Even though I got my own CD, maybe even on TV,
grab your hands, y'all.
There ain't no change in me. I can only be me, me, me,
me.
Though I might be on TV,
grab your hands, y'all.
Cause I got my own CD.
If you feel me, what?
All you will ever see.
That
same OG.
Intimidate.
Even though I got my own CD,
grab your hands.
On TV, cause I got my own CD.
What?
All you will ever see.
That
same OG.
We out.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic and
DJ Sweet Queen.
Yay, yay, yay. So we like to get into some updates sometimes, and we're gonna do some black updates. You know, just general black things that
black
are happening.
Black dates.
Black dates. Yeah. Yes, that's what that should be. Thank you. I'm gonna update that right now. Black dates. Okay. So, if y'all don't remember, last year, Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, he, like, canceled the remainder of his tour, but we found out just recently that it was because he suffered from a stroke. He went to be hospitalized and took time out to heal, and then he just recently explained what happened. So, quote, I had a really bad pain in my head in Louisiana, and I did the show anyway. I couldn't really see well, so we went to Houston. I went to the hospital, and the doctor was like, you had a stroke. And the first thing I thought was, oh, here I am still copying Jamie Foxx.
Jesus.
That's really like the second thing. But the first thing was, I'm letting everybody down. So Glover added that the stroke was actually just one of several health issues he contended with. Quotes, I broke my foot, they found a hole in my heart, so I had the surgery, and then I had to have another surgery. So luckily, he's healthy enough to perform again. He actually just took the stage with Tyler, the Creator's Camp Flognoff Festival this past Saturday, and delivered, of course, a nice hour-long set. I mean, you know, he's fucking great. I love Childish. Yeah. But the ordeal gave him a fresh perspective on life. He told his fans, they say everybody has two lives, and the second life starts and you realize you have one. You have one life, guys. You should be living your life how you want. If we have to do this again, it can only get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone, real shit.
Everyone go to the hospital.
Yeah. Please go to the doctor.
Please go.
Things hurt and shit. Like, please go, you know.
Go get a checkup. Go see about your body.
Exactly. Know? Exactly. Okay. So there's been this huge controversy with this singer named as David.
Ooh.
But it's like D4VD.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'll just say David from now on.
This shit is weird.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah. Okay. So David, a pop singer that blew up via TikTok, started dating an 11 or 12 year old girl named Celeste when he was like 17 in 2022.
Crazy.
Fucking crazy. Part of the reason why people didn't really know too much about it is because he paid off her friends so that they wouldn't tell anyone, right? Celeste later went missing in 2023 while still dating David.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago this year, she was found dead, decomposed, and amputated in an impounded Tesla registered to David, very close to a house he owned. She was killed only a few days before the discovery, so fairly recently. Additionally, there was a tweet by him talking about how she told him she wanted to see her family, but according to him, sometimes these things, quote unquote, can't happen. So he didn't let her.
Yeah, he was like, can't happen.
No. The most recent update is that new details are emerging of the tragic death of Celeste Rivas, who was 15 at the time of her death. According to reports, Rivas' body was found partially frozen and had been thawing when authorities discovered her body from the car. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner will likely be unable to determine a cause of death due to the condition of her remains, unfortunately. Now, investigators are seriously eyeing 20-year-old David.
Yeah, what do you mean seriously? Of course you're eyeing.
That nigga should be in jail.
What do you mean?
In his car.
I do not understand.
Frozen? Chopped up? That nigga should be in jail.
It's taking so long. And I'm like, what's happening?
I'm surprised that nigga's not fled.
It's so fucking weird.
It's really weird.
It's really fucking weird.
It's really weird. Now, of course, like, people on the internet are saying, like, someone helped him and that he's working with the police. And people are like, nah, that nigga ain't working with nobody.
No.
Like, wild. 15-year-old girl chopped up, thawing in your car. And an impounded lot is wild.
Because
let me tell you something. I love my car. My husband loves his car. If my car just was impounded, there'd be nothing to stop me from getting it back.
Yeah.
So, like, that's already suspicious, right?
Like, it's weird. If he was working with someone, everyone's doing a horrible job. Mm-hmm. Everyone's doing, like, a horrible job. Because that impounded car, the fact that the remains are in it, the fact that it's a car registered in his name, it's all crazy.
It's all crazy. So, I mean, it's to me, it's wild he's not locked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the only reason why is because they can't definitively say he did it, right? Yeah. And I mean,
because of the condition of the remains.
The condition of the remains.
But that's about all. That's literally it.
That's literally it. Because, like, in my mind, my car goes missing. I know where it is. I go find it.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, again, 15 years old, I'm 20, is dead in the back. I mean, call the police.
Yeah.
But So it's wild. I mean, this is kind of going crazy on the internet because he blew up so quickly via TikTok, and people are like, "Oh my God, he's a pedophile." Yes, of course.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's 17 and 11 is wild enough. 15 and 20 is just as horrible.
Did you see the matching tattoos that they have on their fingers?
No, of course
they
not.
They have a on their pointing fingers.
Oh, David?
Both of them.
Oh my God.
Isn't that weird? It's one of the ways they identify
grooming it. And pedophile behavior.
Just like to have a shh right. on there, the word shh on your that's right. really if that's your matching tattoo.
And I think it's sad because I saw some comments on Instagram earlier, people being like, "Where were her family and all that?" And I'm like, "Look, I'm not saying I have questions about that too, yes, right?" Same. But there's the very real and stark reality that people are so fucking broke and poor right now. If you're working three different jobs, you're barely at home, and your kid's just supposed to be back and forth through school, like, I can see how things get missed. That's not okay.
No.
That's not okay.
No.
But, like, people are fucking struggling right now.
Yeah.
Like, them losing sight of families, and also, children get groomed out of good homes.
They, absolutely.
So, like, you know, I'm, as a parent, of course, like, I'm like, damn, what the fuck happened? But, like, I would like for us to keep her family's, like, the thoughts of families uplifted. You know,
because they're going through it right
They're going through
now.
Of course, yeah. Their 15-year-old daughter is dead.
Yeah.
That's so young.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, so I of course, I hate that. And I have questions as well. But, like, unfortunately, shit fucking happens.
Yeah. Is there absolutely some negligence involved? Shh. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, without a
without
doubt.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And, like, the person who did the heinous crime is the person who did the heinous
yes.
crime.
Like focus that, on them.
That doesn't go without excuse. I don't care. I don't care if they handed her up in on a silver plate.
Right.
The person who did the heinous crime is the person who did the heinous crime.
Exactly.
You know, so exactly. It's a weird, weird case.
Very weird.
The fact that they're just now saying that they're getting serious. This case has been out for months now.
Yeah, 2 months.
The fact that they're just now saying we're getting serious about this person is crazy to me.
I mean, because she's not white.
Yeah, but like
there's a lot to be said about that. We know women, girls of color just are flying under the radar.
Yeah.
In that way. You know, in fact, we don't even know how many times our parents tried to call the police and try to get them involved.
Very, very true.
You know?
Very true.
I mean, what? The police are probably like, yeah, whatever. Oh, he's 20. Oh, well, no.
Yeah, it just seems weird, like, since it's come to light what's happened to her, like, how long it's taken them to be like, okay, you are a serious, like, suspect. It's yeah. weird. Yeah. It's weird.
It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's bizarre. Well, also this weekend, F1 star Lewis Hamilton, fine ass, leaves Beyonce sweating on a 200-mile-per-hour ride.
I'm sorry, what headline? I've seen this
event.
It's
pretty funny, right?
Yeah. This is hella funny.
So this past weekend, Beyonce and Jay-Z recently went on a sports car ride with Lewis Hamilton, Ferrari star in Formula One. The whole team is hot, though. Mm-hmm. Lewis and Charles Leclerc is insane. The British race car driver took the pop star and the rapper around a wild 200-mile-per-hour hot lap at the F1 Grand Prix in Las Vegas, which left them both excited. The entire ordeal can be seen on a video on X, which sucks. Don't look at that. Look at YouTube. Where Beyonce also admitted to sweating. Beyonce said shotgun with Hamilton, and as the car took off, Beyonce said, while fanning herself, "I am sweating." The singer seemed to be in disbelief as Hamilton took her on at exceptional speeds. She told him, "Thank you so much and good luck tonight."
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It is. I've seen so many photos of it. Her outfit is really fucking cute.
No, it was really cute. Yeah. It was really, really cute.
Yeah, Jay-Z's like,
And Jay-Z, whatever. I mean, he always looks...
Camel.
Yes, he is the Marlboro... No, wait. What's that camel?
The Marlboro camel?
No. A Marlboro is like a cowboy.
Is it? Is that the Marlboro? Oh, no.
Who's that? It's that menthols, right?
Yeah, camel cigarettes. They're just called camel.
Oh shit, are they really?
Yeah, they're just
that's
called
crazy
camel.
Okay, well fuck,
but camel is American brand of cigarettes currently owned and manufactured by Art. That's Jay-Z, camel cigarettes.
Yeah, that's literally him. Okay, so that was really cute that happened.
I do still see people commenting on the fact that Beyonce has gained weight. I mean, she's a woman in her 40s. She's a grown right.
She has multiple children.
She's a grown woman. That is a grown woman body right there. Like, mm-hmm. Relax, everyone. Relax.
Like, if you don't want her, if you don't want her anymore, that's fine. Who cares? She's fucking Beyonce.
Yeah, she don't want you either.
Yeah.
I guarantee telling you, the feeling is mutual.
The feeling is literally mutual. Like, who gives a fuck?
Like, it's fine. It's fine.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
So I did see some people saying that this might be her subtly dropping her next act. Like, it's sort of like a Fast and Furious rock and roll sort of vibe, because a lot of people are speculating that there's a third act in this series of albums that she's dropping, and that the third act will be more rock and roll focused.
Right. I mean, maybe. She's also rich and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, bro. Because I would absolutely love to go a hot lap. Man, I would.
I mean, I'd
be sweating too.
If Charles or Lewis or Nico Hulkenberg asked me to do it, of course I'm going to go. But
in there.
Would I be scared? Probably yes.
Yeah.
You know, hell, but yeah. I would do it. I would
do it. Yeah, the hot lap? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous.
Right.
But, like, it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
jumping outside of a plane is dangerous.
Yeah, I would definitely do it, but it would, yeah, it would be frightening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Also, I have to give a shout-out to Ken the Man, who is... one of my favorite newer Houston rappers. So, Ken the Man just released her latest album called Kinda Famous.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a deluxe album. It was released over the weekend, I believe. It's got hella songs on it. It's great. So, Kentavia Tishana Miller, Wolf, known professionally as Ken the Man, is an American rapper in 2021.
How dare you not pronounce that? Well,
Tishana, maybe. Girl, I don't know. Anyways, she's from Houston, Texas, of course, H-Town. In 2021, if you, in case you don't know who she is, in 2021, she released the project What's My Name. It was ranked by Rolling Stones as the 16th best hip-hop album of the year, which is dope. Mm-hmm. In 2022, she was selected for XXL Magazine's annual freshman class list. That same year, she released the single Not My Nigga. I fucking love that song.
Yep.
Which became viral on TikTok. And then she was, that same year, or the following year, she was signed by Jay-Z's Roc Nation. One of my favorite lyrics from this new
album.
I
love that you pulled this out. Because yeah. I was looking at this, I was like, girl.
No, it's so fucking funny, because she's in Houston, Texas, right? So on her new album, there's a song called Parties and Beaches. And there's this lyric, she says, my car is imported, my life never born, I can't fuck these niggas, they ban an abortion. I'm like, you know what? Actually, yes. Good job, Ken the Man.
This is the attitude we all should be taking in these dark times.
If you're in an abortion state, I guess just don't bang dudes. Because they hate you.
Just be like, what's your stance?
Yeah.
Before I let you in here.
Yeah.
Fuck up my life.
Yeah. Do not shoot up the club. Because she's bisexual, right? So it's just like, yeah.
Oh, if you got options, you got options.
Yeah, you do.
I identify.
Yeah. And then something else happened today. The oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre died today at 111 years old. Can you believe that?
What a long life, bro.
Yeah.
To be a part of and see the Tulsa race massacre, and in the same lifespan see Obama. Barack Obama.
Yeah. And then see Trump. That would kill me. I think
to see the return to it is like she's about...
I mean, same with... Have you noticed so many Holocaust survivors also died after Trump? They're like, actually, nah.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Like, I don't need to do this again. And that's why I feel like as a vampire, you go crazy because...
You're hella stupid. How you gonna wrap humans around?
It's because humans do the same shit.
No, you just get jaded.
That's what I'm saying. You lose your humanity. You're like, you know what? Fuck it. Y'all are all fucking stupid.
You all do the same thing.
Over and over again.
I mean, I feel like I get like that at my job.
Right? So imagine you're 500 fucking years old. Nah, man. Anyways. So back to her. Viola Ford Fletcher died today at 111 years old. Mother Fletcher, she was known. She actually saw a scene in multiple times for interviews over the recent years about her and other living survivors as they pursued a lawsuit against the city of Tulsa and other related departments alleging they were complicit in the 1921 massacre that effects were still being felt today. So, in case if you don't know what the fuck this is, on May 31st in 1921, a white mob, laid waste to Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood, a thriving black-owned business district. They destroyed about 35 blocks of the neighborhood within 16 hours, arresting thousands of black residents while robbing, beating, and killing others. Leslie Benningfield Randall, 111, is now the only living survivor of the massacre. When Fletcher got sick in the days before her passing, Randall sent a message through her granddaughter to the Fletcher family saying she was sorry it was happening and that she loved her. And June of 2024, the Oklahoma Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit from the survivors, arguing they could be compensated by the city for damages, mm-hmm. dealing a blow to their ongoing fight for reparations more than 100 years after the attack. When I think about Mother Fletcher, quote, I don't just see a historic figure or symbol. I see a woman I sat with, prayed with, laughed with, and went to court with. This is from DeMario Solomon Simmons, said as a part of a statement, and he was a lead attorney representing the survivors in this lawsuit. So, amazing. I'm sorry that she didn't get to see reparations.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, you know? But also may she rest in peace and power mm-hmm. and love. It from the name Mother Fletcher, she was greatly, greatly loved in this world.
Yeah.
And that it, within itself
is And thank you for blessing. Fighting till the bitter, mm-hmm. till the bitter end. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, absolutely. And Oklahoma, you can go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Constantly. I hate that state in general.
With our whole chest.
Yeah. So,
any black people who are still in Oklahoma, you can get out.
No, most of them are poor and they can't leave.
We can figure out a way. We can figure out a path.
I feel like if I was like a billionaire as a black person, I would like have a foundation about like immigration, helping black people leave fucked up states.
Like a local migration.
Yeah, local migration.
Yeah.
And be like, if you want to go, this is, you apply to this program.
Here's
and you
some get towns money, we have set up.
And you just fucking
leave. Starter cash and to get you going.
Yeah.
Jobs lined
yep.
up. Yeah.
Yep. I wonder if southern states would try to stop that. I bet they would.
I don't know. Why would they?
Because black people are still slaves.
Yeah.